The Brit Awards.
You're on the guest list.
2024.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Jess and I have literally just been talking about how we would fangirl if we ever got to meet you. We were such huge fans of Spice Girls when we were younger. But, you know, it's International Women's Day. You had girl power. You set up a whole movement. Have you got any, what would you say to your younger self? What advice would you give?
Wow, you know, being a Spice Girl, we're so incredibly proud of the legacy, you know, that we're leaving behind. It was so kind of unintentional when we started as a pop group because of the sexism that we experienced. We wanted to talk about girl power, we wanted to do it for the girls. And what's so wonderful now, we're here at the Brits and there are so many female artists that are represented tonight. So that's something we feel very proud about. And I think to my younger self, it would be, you know, just believe and know that, you know, everybody is equal and everybody is, you know, capable of doing the things that they want to achieve. There shouldn't be anything. The gender should not hold you back in any sense.
And speaking of the Brit Awards, of course, everyone has one of those favourite Brit Awards moments. A lot of people say it was your moment on stage. What was your favourite moment?
Well, I think it was that night. So, yeah, opening the Brits in 1997 was pretty amazing. Winning 3 awards that night and offering Liam Gallagher out for a fight. All happened in the city. It was a busy night.
So what are you looking forward to tonight then?
All the performances and seeing who's won. You know, I think all the categories are so strong and there's so many deserving winners. I think even just to be nominated is such a good thing.
And you're always busy. There's rumours on the cards for Glastonbury this year. Can you tell us any more about that?
No Glastonbury this year for the Spice Girls, I'm afraid. You know, it's something we'd love to do and I think it would be really special and magical. I hope and pray it will happen one day. But personally for me, new music, few shows through the year. I'm DJing quite a lot at the moment as well, so keeping busy.
I was wondering if you had a message for the troops, because we understand that you did Festival of Remembrance a few years back.
It is actually, gosh, that was such an honour to do. I feel quite emotional when I think about it, because I know so many people are away from their families, you know, and a lot in regions of combat as well. So yeah, just always like love and to stay safe.
And finally, which artists are you rooting for tonight?
Who am I rooting for? I keep fighting with myself because there's so many people that I love. It's wonderful to see Kylie honoured. You know, she's had such an incredible year and many, many decades before that. Excited to see Dua perform. And I know, you know, she's up for some awards too. It's been a little while coming for Ray, but it kind of feels like it could be her night tonight. And I think that's very deserving.
BFBS. The Brit Awards 2024.
The years that we won, we didn't turn up. The year we turned up, we lost.
Oh, you jinxed it.
Yeah, we performed once, and that was a great time.
Yeah.
So, but we've won two, but the trophies never showed up.
Did they get lost in the post?
Maybe, yeah, customs.
Or maybe they're sitting in a case for us here tonight, and someone will give them to us. I don't know.
It could be. Talking about the performance, then, what was that moment like for you, and what is so unique about the Brits crowd?
I mean, I think compared to like the Grammys, everybody's really uptight and is really kind of focused on wanting to win, you know, so much. So it looks like a lot of people are catatonic in the audience. But for us, it's, you know, we're born to party. So but being here, it's a lot more fun and carefree. So.
And who are you rooting for tonight?
Kylie.
Blur.
Let's do it.
BFBS. The Brit Awards 2024.
Just the artists. I think we're so excited to see. I mean, obviously, I've said Katie Bayes is a good friend of ours, and she's amazing. She's up and rising talent. She's nominated for an award, so hopefully she does the business and gets it. But also Ray Ray, I know Anna loves Ray. And me, growing up as a kid, Chasing Status was like my number one to go to. So, I mean, it's just crazy to see them sort of people are here. And we're watching them as well. It's crazy.
And speaking of life being a bit crazy, life has been crazy for you post the Traitors. You've left the military. What's that experience been like for you coming out of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I'm a civilian now. So it's really weird to be, I don't know, it's the weirdest experience, because it was like one of them days. Obviously, I left on Tuesday, so it's really recent. But it was one of them days I said to Anna, it was like you could cry at any given moment, but not in a weird way. It was just like, because that's all I've ever known since 16, and it's grown me into the person I was, but I always knew it was going to come around. I just didn't know it would be that quick, but that's how fast life can move sometimes. So it is what it is, and we just keep going, keep the ball rolling. Yeah.
So tell us what's next for you then.
I mean, I've signed with amazing management now, so hopefully any opportunity they get, they're the bosses again. I mean, I just want to work like a donkey for the year or for however long, and just any opportunity I get given, grab with both hands and just give it my all and just be myself. So we shall see. It's exciting. It's exciting stuff.
And what did all your military mates make of you being on TV?
Yeah.
I created quite a lot for that.
I was out with one of my best mates from the military. We was out with him last night, and I think he hadn't realised how crazy it was, and people was asking for photos, and he was just like... Because he just knows me as the random kid, obviously called Clarky, in the block, you know, who just says the most randomest of stuff. And then now people are asking me for photos, but they've been so supportive. They're so excited. I just think it's like they see one of their own just doing the things that is crazy. So it's like, how could you not be proud, really? But they're amazing. I love them all.
All right, then, as a civilian, have you got a message for the troops?
Yeah, I mean, thank you. That's all I can say. I mean, and anything's possible. I went from wanting to be a paratrooper to turning out to be an avionics technician to then being in the Traitor's Castle and then working on TV and media and then being at the Brit Awards. So it's like no path in life is straight and it's always wobbly, but you can get to wherever you want to get to and it's going to be random all the time. So just take whatever life throws at you, really, and just thank you. Yeah, that's all I can say. Hold up, wait a minute.
Goes to make some noise. The Brit Awards 2024.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to just some great talent, just being here, being in this community. I mean, I think the Brits have really created such a good creative community, and it's fun to just come and be part of it. I haven't been to the Brits for a long time.
You got nominated. What advice are you giving to nominees? Because that feeling before anything's announced, it must be quite tense.
I didn't really feel very tense about it, because I think the thing is that you get nominated, you've already done something great. So it's just like, it doesn't really, like, to me, it's like the reason that you're there is that everyone likes your music, so you already won. So that sounds like such someone who hasn't one thing to say. But it is how I feel. And like for me, like I love when I'm in a crowd and you feel the audience singing with you. Really what these kind of events are about, but giving people respect. And I love things like that. I love that we're giving Kylie Minogue respect, because she deserves to be respected by her peers.
It's about time, isn't it?
It is, it really is. And, you know, it's not easy to do what she's done. You know, and pop music, like I remember 20 years ago when I first came out with pop music, there was definitely this thing about pop music is like not as cool, but it's really not. It's actually, it's like the craft of writing a pop song is really intelligent, and it's really takes a lot of work, and like it needs to be recognized as an art form, because it is.
100%. And you know what? It's great to see everyone being recognised. And, you know, Kylie is special, especially for Global Icon. She's going to be performing tonight. Is there anyone in particular you're like, yes, I can't wait to see them, you know, in real life?
I think that it would be lovely to meet Dua Lipa. I haven't met her, but I've been very impressed by her in the way that she has everything. Like, she's an incredible voice and incredible dancer and songwriter. And she's kind of the full package.
Now, I'm really excited because you're back in the charts.
Yes, yes. So my song is number 12. Can you believe it? It's been in the charts 20 years ago. So that's never happened to me before. It's very exciting.
So what was that like when you found out that it was back in the charts? Because this is all because it's in a film.
Yeah, so Unwritten is in a movie called Anyone But You, and it's a rom-com. Yeah, as people were leaving the theatre, they filmed themselves singing and dancing, and then that went viral on TikTok, and then more people watched the movie, and it's been an amazing collaboration of a movie and a song. You know, and the director is amazing. He wrote the song is like a character in the movie, basically.
Because actually, just recently, lots of old songs are making a comeback. You know, yours is, Sophie Ellis Bextor. I mean, do you think this is the way it's going to go forward now, bringing all these songs back?
I've always felt like I've always had a healthy respect for the song. You know, the song is king, is what I've always, my songwriters and I, we're always, you know, when I'm collaborating with them, we're always like, it just, like, the everything else is kind of fashion. You know how it sounds, but if it's a good song, it should sound good on a guitar, or it should sound good when it's produced up with a beat. So for me, it kind of, you know, back in the day, like Frank Sinatra, and some of those like Motown songs, a lot of people would sing the same song, you know, and they would share the song. The song was its own thing. So that's how I see it. And the song coming back around, I love it. And it kind of proves that theory in a way that a good song is a good song.
It definitely shows that it stands the test of time to be able to make a comeback. But what's next for you?
Yeah, I always wondered, like, if the song was, you know, when you produce, you always wonder if it's going to be timeless. So you try to use sounds that will be timeless. What's next for me is I'm in the studio and I'm writing the next album. And it's the 20th anniversary of Unwritten this year. So we're going to celebrate that as well and hopefully do a big show here in England.
Oh, can't wait. That's going to be incredible.
I'm singing at a lot of festivals as well in Scotland and in England and Ireland.
So we definitely have to keep a lookout for you and get hold of those tickets ASAP. But just finally, it's International Women's Day coming up. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Well, I mean, I wrote a song called Unwritten. It was to my younger self when I was 14. And it was just about not getting so wrapped up in what other people want you to be. You know, really, it's like up to us. And we can write it a day at a time. We don't have to know the future. Just kind of like start just going towards what feels good.
And we're a military radio station, so do you have a message for the troops?
Oh, yes. I would say thank you so much for all that you do and keeping us safe. That means the world to me and everyone. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and have fun tonight.
Thank you so much.
Hello. The Brit Awards. The Brit. 2024.
The FBS. The Forces Station.
It genuinely just means a really fun evening. It's like the best in the whole of music is in one room. And it just feels like one of those nights where you look around and you're like, oh my God, that's Kylie Minogue. Do you know what I mean? It's mental.
Is there one Brits moment that always sticks out for you in Brits history?
I mean, it's really mad actually, because you look back and some of the most incredible people have hosted this show. Like, you go through all the names of the people who've done it and there's been some amazing people, like genuinely the cream of the crop of British presenters have hosted this show. And so I'm really excited for like Roman to do it this year with Maya and Clara. And I, you know, I just think it's really exciting. One of the most sort of, I think, iconic moments that I can remember, which I sent to Davina McCall the other day, was the moment where Brandon Block was on stage and it was all like heated and all of that stuff with, who was the other person involved? I can't remember, but it was, that was very fun.
Speaking of fun hosting moments, of course, The Masked Singer, tell us more about that and what this whole experience has been like for you, because it's pretty wild.
It's absolutely mental, isn't it? I can't believe we've made it to 5 series, and I genuinely love it, and I love being a part of it. I love what it means to, like, families, now I've got a son of my own. I can sort of fully understand what it means for people to sit down with their family and watch something together. And I get all the time people come up to me and go like, oh, it's the only show that our 13-year-old will sit down and watch with us. And you know, how much that means to people is so nice. So I'm so glad to be a part of it, and long may it last.
Absolutely. Is there one character that you've looked at or heard the name of and you did a Bradley Walsh and completely cracked up thinking, what is this?
An air fryer. I can't even believe that existed. Absolutely insane. But I love that every series they push the boat out even further and further. And that boat was air fryer this year.
Is there one artist in particular you look back on and go, I had no idea, or do you get a bit of insight?
I usually have no idea of any of them because I'm so awful at the game.
And as we are a military radio station, do you have any military connections or a message for the forces?
Oh, I just want to say thank you so much for everything you do, guys. Keep on working out, and girls. Thank you very much for everything you do. You're a good bunch. And I want to work out with some people from the forces. And if anyone knows how I can make that happen, let me know, because where is your gym, and let's go and work out together, because I've been working out with Foxy a little bit, and he is an absolute beast, and so that is what I'm assuming you're all like.
Hang on a second, right, you and Foxy, how did that come about?
He's just a lovely human being, and very strong and very scary. And so when he says, Joel, do you want to work out? I go, yes.
How can you say no to Foxy? You're like, he will eat me alive.
Exactly. He's really like one of those people where He like looks so scary. Yeah, he's got, there's a sweetie inside of him somewhere. There really is.
Clearly not good enough as a PT, so anyone out there that needs a bit of a celebrity endorsement from our Joel here.
That's it.
Anything in particular you need to work on?
Me?
Arms, legs, ankles?
All of it. Ankles, yeah, work out your ankles. It's important, it's important.
BFBS. The Brit Awards. Brit Awards 2024.
I've been a few times. Do you know what? I always love the after parties. I feel like they're even better than the Brits. Yeah, I've had a few really very good nights at the Brits, yeah. I haven't been for a few years, so I'm looking forward to see how I end up this night.
And who are you looking forward to seeing tonight and performing?
Ray. I just think she's been on such an amazing journey, and I just think it's so lovely to see how well she's done and how she's gone independent. And so, yeah, I just like to see girls do well, and I'm rooting for her, yeah.
Speaking of which, looking ahead to International Women's Day next week, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Advice to younger self. Trust your instincts, use your voice, but ultimately always trust your gut instinct, yeah.
How's the musical career going at the moment for you, and what's next?
So, I had an album out in December. What else am I doing? Touring in May. More music out at the end of the year. So, yeah, I'm just ticking along, really. But so far, everything's going well. So, can't complain.
And looking back on Brit's history, is there one standout year or moment for you?
Standout year? Oh, God. There was one year I actually got best dressed, and I wasn't meant to come. And I turned up last minute, shopped, like literally ran into a shop, got a dress. I said, oh, go on, I'll go then. Threw on a pair of old shoes, threw on an old dress, rocked up, had a ball, partied all night, and it was great. Yeah, so that was quite, I think that was 2011 maybe, or 12. It was a long time ago, yeah.
Best dress for the win.
Yeah, it was great, yeah.
BFBS.
The Brit Awards.
Brit Awards.
2024.
The Forces Station.